Brothers and sisters, family and friends of our beloved Marcia Atchison, may this song bring you consolation and comfort in our time of grief.
Come out of sadness from wherever you've been. Come brokenhearted, let rescue begin. Come find your mercy, O sinner, come near. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. So lay down your burden. There's hope for the homeless and all those who stray. Come sit at the table, come taste the grace. There's rest for the weary, rest that endures. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't cure. So lay down your burdens, lay down your shame. All who are broken, lift up your face. No sorrow that heaven can't heal. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. So lay down your burdens, lay down your shame. So lay down your hurt, lay down your heart, come as you are, come as you are.
Blessed be the God who consoles us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to console those who are in any affliction with the consolation with which we ourselves are consoled by God. Cast your burden on the Lord, and God will sustain you. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection, and I am life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, yet shall they live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. I died, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I hold the keys of hell and death. And because I live, you shall live also." Friends, we have gathered here to praise God and to witness to our faith as we mourn the loss and remember and honor and celebrate the life of our beloved Marcia Atchison. We come together in grief, acknowledging our human loss. And may God grant us grace that in pain we may find comfort, in sorrow hope, and in death resurrection. Let us turn to in our hymnals to page 871 for our prayer that will be in unison. 871. Let us pray. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, who gave us birth, you are ever more ready to hear than we are to pray. You know our needs before we ask, and our ignorance in asking. Give to us now your grace, that as we shrink before the mystery of death, we may see the light of eternity. Speak to us once more your solemn message of life and of death. Help us to live as those who are prepared to die. And when our days here are accomplished, enable us to die as those who go forth to live, so that living or dying, our life may be in you, and that nothing in life or in death will be able to separate us from your great love in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. And now at this time, Cousin Tanya Blumhoff will share some of her experience and her love for Marcia.
Hey, for those who don't know me, my name is Tanya. I am Marcia's cousin. I couldn't believe it last Sunday when I heard the devastating news that my beautiful, sweet cousin had passed away. Marcia was only 51 and had so much life to live. We have been close since babies. Our families thought we were at times a handful, even nicknaming us the Katzenjammer twins. What I didn't think of, she did. We were together on so many family vacations, spending the nights at Grandma and Grandpa's house, creating so many memories. I considered Marcia's mom my second mom. We were in each other's weddings and were pregnant at the same time. We had both boys born at the same time. 4 months apart. You see, Marcia was more than a cousin to me. She was just like a sister and a best friend. Tell people you love them more times than you think. They should hear it, especially if you think they already know. I never got to tell Marcia just how important she was to me, although I know in my heart she felt it. Learn to appreciate the good times, because you never know when they will be the last memories of someone you love. Thank you.
Thank you. Hear the word of our Lord from Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verses 6 to 7. And I just want you to know that this is and was Marcia. This is how she lived her life and who she was. Set me as a seal upon your heart, as a seal upon your arm, for love is strong as death, passion fierce as the grave. Its flashes are flashes of fire, a raging flame. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can floods drown it. If one offered for love all the wealth of his house, it would be utterly scorned. At this time, Eric and Travis, Marcia's sons, would like to share.
Everyone here can remember a time when my mother did her absolute best to help them, to move mountains for them. And my mother, I remember the time my mother proved that to me when she took me out to New Jersey for the first time. We had toured the school, we had seen the teachers. And when we started driving back, we did not get 5 miles outside of town when she turned back and she looked at me and she said, "Travis, you are going to buckle down. You are going to learn how to draw. You are going to, we are going to save up and you are going to go to this school. And you're going to do us all proud." When before this, I was wondering how I would make her proud by going to this school and how I would do this. And now I know I have, and by continuing this, I know I will. And I love you, Mom. That's what I can say. Thank you. My story is similar to Trav's about how just such an amazing person my mom was. And she proved it every time with helping out with Abby. Oh man, even mentioning just the fact of just needing any kind of help with Abby, if we asked for just a thing of juice, you know, Mom could just swing by a thing of juice. She showed up with a freaking carload of groceries. I mean, and she would go to the ends of earth for anybody, especially her family, all her loved ones, and we're all going to miss her. We're going to miss her smile, everything. I guess my way of making Mom proud is continuing raising that little girl right there, be the apple of her eye. This world's sure a slightly darker place without her in it.
Hear the word of our Lord from Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hear the word of our Lord from the New Testament, Paul's letter to the Corinthians, his second letter, verses 2 to 7. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all consolation, who consoles us in our affliction, so that we may be able to console those who are in any affliction with the consolation with which we ourselves are consoled by God. For just as the sufferings of Christ are abundant for us, so also our consolation is abundant through Christ. If we are being afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation. If we are being consoled, it is for your consolation, which you experience when you patiently endure the same sufferings that we are suffering. Our hope for you is unshaken, for we know that as you share in our sufferings, so also you share in our consolation. At this time, her daughter-in-law, Haley, is going to share.
I haven't known Marcia for as long as most of all of you, but I can tell you that no matter how long you've known her, she'd always welcome you as your family. We will always remember how she would be able to find the humor in everything, her bubbly personality, her optimistic outlook on life, and her beautiful, heartwarming smile. She loved life and took nothing for granted. She would always welcome me with, "Well, hello, dear." She'd scream, "Abby!" and swoop her up and just love on her as much as Grammy Marshy could. Abby was her little hoopla, or pooba, as we like to call her little sidekick. I never got to tell her that I loved her, not like a mother-in-law, but as a second mother. She was there for us when Eric needed a ride to the hospital when we lived in Peoria and I was home alone with a newborn, to now, even when Eric and I didn't see eye to eye. Marcia could do anything she set her mind to, and we all admired that. She had so much more to teach me about cooking, gardening, and how to take care of her babies. But what she had left to teach us can no longer be taught from this life, but from the kingdom of God. Marcia left a huge imprint in this world, and everyone loved her. You look at her and Mark, and they are each other's yin and yang. They always said, "I love you," and never went to bed angry. Their loving gaze would light up a room. They would go to the ends of the universe for each other. We will always try to live life the Mark and Marcia way. I will make one promise to you. I will do everything I can to take care of your babies. I love you, Grammy Marshy.
Now let us stand and rise for the reading of the gospel. From John chapter 14, verses 1 to 4, verses 18 to 19, and verses 25 to 27. Hear the words of Jesus. "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God and believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the place, you know the way to the place where I am going. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you will also live. I have said these things to you while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. This is the word of God for the people of God. Let the people say, thanks be to God. You may be seated. As you can see, the Oxford Fire Department is here, and they're forming a perimeter around us to represent the strength and the honor and the courage and the fearless love that was Marcia and is still with us today, that has impacted us. And one of the men who was impacted by Marcia was former Chief Dennis Shannon. And he came to me the other night and wrote out this beautiful and poignant eulogy on behalf of the Oxford Fire District. As you can see up here, they provided these beautiful flowers, and they had the Alexis Fire Department fabricate this wonderful memorial that says her nickname, Match. And as Mark told me during the week, that Marcia was his better half because she was number 8 and he was number 16. She was the first female firefighter in Oxford Township Fire District. And now there are several more. What a legacy. So hear these words from Dennis. And Dennis, I'll try to do as best I can the way you showed me. Marcia, there are times in this life we meet people and acknowledge them, and away we go. We, the Oxford firemen, were lucky enough to get to know Marcia as a firefighter, which is extremely a different kind of getting to know. Just to say, some of this may not be politically correct today, but it's good for me and Marcia, so bear with it. And I believe the year 2000, Terry Werkheiser had a flower shop on Main Street in Alpha. In those days, I was chief, and we were very short on people. In the day, it was necessary to have a radio person do our communication for us. If we needed something, went out, we would call our base, Terry, and tell her whom to contact, and she did. At this time, Marcia worked for her. A few years later, Terry opened a new store in Orion. At this time, Terry left me as my dispatcher. I went over and said to Marcia, "You can take her place, Marcia. I believe she was running the shop at that time. What you think?" She said she would try it. So we had training, and she did well about the first two times. When I came back, she told us that she wanted to be a fireman. At this point in time, we'd never had a female. Sorry, girls. I even warned her by not having any women, we probably might not put down the seat. She said, "No problem. I live with 3 boys. I'm used to it." Well, some of us talked and decided to give it a try. So we told Marcia, we'll see how it goes. At this time, her husband, Mark, already had several years of service. Does this paint a problem picture for anyone? After meetings and trainings, this is Mark now, "I will help you since I am senior and you are rookie." What you think? Well, apparently they had an understanding early on, and it was never an issue as far as we know. When you get on a volunteer department, at least back then, you get fitted with whatever coats, helmets, and boots are available. I issued Marcia her equipment. She got a coat a little too big, pants a little too big, but we had suspenders. This'll work. When it got down to boots, I think she said she would like a 7. All we had was an 11. "So these are yours." We all had large men gloves. Marcia was blessed with all this designer equipment. When we went to our first training, which was wearing an air pack and working inside the house in the heat and the smoke and the flames and the darkness, except for the light from the flames. When she came out, she had crawled out of her boots. Her face piece was way too big, so nothing was right. At this time, she'd been around long enough to know she was serious about this. At this time, we bought Marcia clothes that fit, along with her own air mask, to keep with her equipment for her use only. Everyone knew this was hers, and don't use it. Not too long after getting on, Marcia decided the pretty fingernails and long hair had to go. She went and cut the hair and nails, said she didn't have time to pin it up for a helmet. I knew then she was hooked. Marcia trained with all of us, and Mark, by attending numerous fire schools from Ames, Iowa to Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin. She took this very seriously. Auto extrication to interior attack, which was her love. During this time, Marcia earned a lot of respect from ours and other departments that if Marcia was going into a fire, she was more than capable of getting you out if things went bad and would never leave you. Because it is really important to know this, without doubt, when you are inside a dark, black, burning atmosphere and not really sure where you are, that you are comfortable with whom you are with. Because they are your only friend and rescue at that point in time. You need each other. Marcia participated in all functions and at the pancake breakfast was Dean's helper when the old people retired from scrambling eggs. Now, our breakfast takes over 100 dozen eggs. That's a lot of cracking. She said she didn't eat eggs for a while. Marcia was our friend, our buddy, and our comrade. She was one of my firemen and definitely one of us. In 2012, she told me she had to quit because she couldn't do her job anymore, which was working inside. To do this job, you must be able to crawl. With bad knees, she couldn't. I said to her, please don't quit. You can run the radio. She said, you've got to be kidding. There's no way I can do that after what my job has been. So today, this is to honor Marcia. One heck of a lady. We're all in shock and awe right now, still, aren't we? Sunday night, I got a call from Trudy. And Trudy walked me through, step by step, the accident. Everything people tried to do, including Mark. And I didn't know what to do next. Just like many of you, cried. I asked God, how could this happen? And in the silence, in the darkness, in the pain, I could sense God's presence with me. And it all started with when Trudy was on the other line of the phone. Because Trudy, you've walked through the valley of the shadow of death many times. And you, in your grief and your affliction, consoled me so that I could be there for Mark on Monday. Marcia Lynn Helms Atchison, 51, died Sunday, September 27, 2015, in Maquoketa, Iowa. And the memorials here may be made to the family for education funds for Travis and for Abby Jean. Marcia was born February 8, 1964, in Moline. She was the daughter of Larry Dean and Danetta Joyce Eads Helms of Ophine. She graduated from Alwood High School in 1982. She married Mark Bradley Atchison on June 1st, 1985 in Green Rock, Illinois. She worked at the Enchanted Florist in Alpha with Terry Werkheiser. And later she was employed at Lowe's Home Improvement in Galesburg for many years. Now during that time, she also successfully completed her Master Gardener course. She was a member of the Alpha United Methodist Church and a proud volunteer of the Oxford Fire Department. Marcia's greatest joy was spending time with her family and friends. Amen? She had a green thumb with all her flowers and her hostas. where Marsha's remains are here in this beautiful pink urn with this coffee mug that was had a picture of her and her beloved Abby Jean, her granddaughter. And the pink here actually matches the same as the urn. And it's adorned here with her necklace that she wore with everything that was simple and easy, and she loved it. But these flowers and these hosta leaves came from her garden. This was the kind of green thumb that Marsha had. This is the work of a master gardener. She was an excellent cook. She was the best cook. She made the best ice cream, mac and cheese. She even got Abby Jean to like broccoli. She was crafty, and she made jewelry. She loved entertaining her friends, whom she treated like family, and her loved ones, especially her in-laws. And she enjoyed recently, past few years, riding her motorcycle with her husband, Mark, the love of her life, the man whom she saved. She was the most kind-hearted and loving person who accepted everyone and treated them as if they were family. And I only got to meet Marsha a couple times, but when I met her, she was here at church or she was helping in the kitchen. She always had a smile. She's the kind of person that just kind of lit up the room. And I got to meet her when Travis was home. And you could just see how proud she was of her son, Travis. And she was still beaming from the wedding earlier of Eric and Haley. From what I understand, Marsha loved and prayed her son and Haley to the altar. And she's had Abby Jean at least one night a week and has poured her life into Abby Jean. Every picture I've looked at out there and with the family, it seems like after Abby Jean was born, Marsha just looks years and years younger. And Abby Jean sure is her mini-me, isn't she? Earlier this week, Abby Jean, we were at the house, and she asked, "Where's Grandma? Is Grandma coming home?" And later, Abby Jean came up to me and said, "My grandma's an angel. My grandma's an angel." In the Bible, an angel is God's messenger. Marsha was a messenger. She communicated the holy love of God. Marsha was God's love for you in your midst. She had the gift of hospitality. She was a giving person that was willing, as a firefighter, to lay down her life for her friends or for strangers whom she treated as friends, as brothers and sisters. Some people, they love life. But Marsha lived to love. And I can see that because spending time with the family this week, they've treated me like family. The hours I was over at the Hutchison house, we prayed and we grieved and we ate a lot, shared stories. Some of the stories that really impressed me, and I feel like I'm a different person now after being with them. Mark and I were out back, and it was on Monday, the hard day. And some of his friends from childhood were there, and we were standing around talking, and they were praying with him and consoling him. And they turned to him, and they said, "You know, Mark, when we were hanging out a lot of times, there were times where we would nag or say mean things about our wives, and you never stood for it. And we never heard you say anything ill or angry or anything about Marsha. Mark, you had a fireproof marriage. Every night I'd go home, I saw my wife differently. And I saw my children differently. And I don't want to take them for granted. And I hope that each and every one of us here, whether you have family, whether you're married, whether you're estranged, whether you have children, don't miss a moment. Because we're here today and gone tomorrow. And we don't always get a next time. And like Tanya said, even if they know that you love them, be sure to tell them. And know today, friends, that God loves you. God loves you. And Jesus suffered and died for you so that you could live with God and not just live for yourself, but live for others. To love God, to love your loved ones, and to love your neighbors. To love your neighbors as yourself. Marx taught his family to live by two kind of axioms or commands. And Jesus had two commands for us. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, all of your mind, all of your strength, and with all of your soul. And the second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. And clearly, Marcia loved her neighbor as herself. Marcia was a bubbly personality. She was always smiling. No one ever saw her yell at anyone. I asked Mark about a poem for the service, and he said her poetry was gardening. But again and again, I just heard about how Mark, she saved your life. And I've watched you this week. You're not the same Mark anymore. You're the Mark who now says, I love you twice as much. And I hope that each and every one of you know that this family loves you twice as much. I don't have any more words. But we have Marcia's love. And may the love that Marcia has given you bless you and keep you. And may her love change your life for the better. Amen. So at this time, we are going to lift up Marcia's soul to the living God. God of us all, we thank you for Christ's grace, through which we pray to you in this dark hour. A life we love has been torn from us. Expectations the years once held have vanished. The mystery of death has stricken us. O God, you know the lives we live and the deaths we die. Woven so strangely of purpose and chance, of reason and of the irrational, of strength and of frailty, of happiness and of pain. Into your hands we commend the soul of Marcia Atchison. No mortal life you have made is without eternal meaning. No earthly fate is beyond your redeeming. Through your grace that can do far more than we think or imagine, fulfill in Marcia your purpose that reaches beyond time and death. Lead Marcia from strength to strength and fit Marcia for love and service in your kingdom. Into your hands we also commit our lives. You alone, God, make us to dwell in safety. Whom finally have we on earth or in heaven but you? Help us to know the measure of our days and how frail we are. Hold us in your keeping. Forgive us our sins. Save our minds from despair and our hearts from fear. And guard and guide us with your peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Turn now to page 875 in your hymnal, please. We are going to thank God for the life of Marcia and for today. And we'll end with the Lord's Prayer. Let us pray. God of love, we thank you for all which you have blessed us, even to this day, for the gift of joy in days of health and strength, and for the gifts of your abiding presence and promise in days of pain and grief. We praise you for home and friends, and for our baptism and place in your church, with all who have faithfully lived and died, like Marcia. And above all else, we thank you for Jesus, who wept and who knew our griefs, who died and rose for our sake, and who lives and prays for us, even now. And as he taught us, so now we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread.
and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And as I learned from Mark about from his fireproof marriage, where they never went to bed angry, they always said, I love you, when they woke up. When they left to go somewhere, they said, I love you. When they came home, they said, I love you. When they popped in the door, they said, I love you. When they rode their motorcycles, they said, I love you. And now, as a family, they say, I love you twice as much. So let us watch this beautiful tribute that was put together by her sister-in-law, Diane Helms, in memory of Marcia, who loves us twice as much.
Sense to me, I just have to believe she flew up to heaven on the wings of angels by the clouds and stars and paths where no one sees, and she walks with Jesus and her loved ones waiting, and I know she's smiling saying, don't worry about me. She left behind, just trying to survive and understand the why, feeling so lost inside. Anger shot straight at God, then asking for his love, empty with disbelief, just hoping that maybe she flew up to heaven on the wings of angels by the clouds and stars and paths where no one sees, and she walks with Jesus and her loved ones waiting, and I know she's smiling saying, don't worry about me. It's hard to say goodbye, her picture in my mind will always be of times I'll cherish, and I won't cry cause she flew up to heaven on the wings of angels by the clouds and stars and paths where no one sees, and she walks with Jesus and her loved ones waiting, and I know she's smiling saying, don't worry about. Don't worry about me. Don't worry about me.
You could spread your wings and fly. You could try to go so high in the sky that you never come down. You can follow every dream, but when it seems everything you believe never works out, remember.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way. So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And
receive this benediction.
Why did she have to go so young, I just don't.
Now may the Father, whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, according to the riches of God's glory, grant you be strengthened with might through God's Spirit in your inner being, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Jesus Christ, which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.